lot of places you do talk, but, I don't know, I wasn't listening. I was on the other, I was watching NBC. Alex, you hold all, everything now.
Senate doorkeepers hustled the demonstrators out of the galleries.
and
good.
One of wearing dungarees and a red cloth depicting the Viet Cong flag draped around his body stood and yelled, "Stop the war," at the top of his lungs. Senator Humphrey, presiding at the moment, rapped for order. Senator Tower asked the gallery to be cleared. Humphrey instead ordered the doorkeepers to remove those causing the disturbance. "The Senate will not tolerate these disturbances," Humphrey said. The second demonstrator arose in an opposite gallery, also shouting, "Stop the war." "I ask again the gallery to be cleared," Tower said. Again, Humphrey refused, only ordering those creating the disturbance to be removed. At the time, the Senate was debating a bill to provide $1.5 billion in emergency schooling. A few minutes after the first outburst, at 1:40 p.m., another demonstrator yelled, "Shit, you fools, how about the children in Vietnam?" From other galleries came repeated shouts to stop the war and their people dying. Senator Byrd demanded that the galleries be cleared.
Byrd, which one? Virginia or
Bob?
Robert Byrd.
Bob.
Florida, the hardliner.
Yeah. Whip. Whip. Yeah. Demanded that the galleries be cleared. Senator Buckley, who had replaced Humphrey in the chair, ordered the galleries cleared.
Good.
Humphrey, back on the floor, asked that the Byrd demand be rescinded and that those visitors in the gallery who were obeying the rules be permitted to stay. Byrd insisted the galleries be cleared first and then those who made no disturbance be readmitted. Capitol Police arrested the demonstrators as they were ejected from the galleries. They were escorted to the street where a paddy wagon waited. They've had a hell of a stir up there, and this is Tom Shook. And it's pretty big on television, and they are real
shady bunch.
And they go, 1, 2, 3, 4, we don't want your fucking wall.
Shady coup.
The senators and the congressmen.
But it's too early. I wish they didn't escalate it too quickly.
Oh, well, that's what some of them are saying, is you're starting too soon. Pick that up, too. They staged a big thing in Hugh Scott's office about a killer squad dressed in army fatigues, and mourners dressed in sackcloth. And they ran around yelling, "Kill the gooks, kill the gooks." Then the mourners would come along crying and wailing for the dead gooks.
Well, now this overplays their hand. I'll lay you money on a bit of that's on television tonight.
Their faces, yeah, it's on. That's what I was just, it is. I was just watching. That's why
the bondholders, I'll say, these were nice, pleasant little peaceful people.
No, sir, so it's on, and they are horrible looking people.
Well, I'll tell you, Long was absolutely outraged.
I think, Mr. President, that really this is going to turn again.
I don't know if it will turn again, but
hey, we just play well now. We've been talking about the, and we've got some decisions we've got to make on how we deal with this thing, because
that's their problem.
How Congress deals with it is their problem, but how we deal with, they're going to the department tomorrow. What do we do in the departments? Do we let them run around? Do we arrest them? I think we arrest them, just like Congress did, if they impede the operation.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, the real problem you get
not veterans.
Is this plan, and we spent most of the day on this thing, because we've got to decide pretty soon, and we've got to have a unified decision this time. What we do, the plan starting Monday to stop the traffic into Washington will, by every estimate, work very effectively. And it's going to be very difficult to stop it if they have any numbers. Chief Wilson thinks that he can stop it if he can arrest them. That's what our plan is. And it obviously should be. But the tactic we're talking about now is considering the possibility of going to Congress and requesting a new law that makes it a felony to obstruct traffic on the arteries coming in here, so that we've got a deterrent to keep the good kids out and a basis on arresting the others for holding them on a felony charge.
I wouldn't have us go and have somebody in Congress do it.
Well, if you look at public feeling, we might as well get credit
for it. I don't know whether public feeling is that high. Let them stop it first and then pass the law.
That'll be too late then.
Well, then, when it's too late, we won't arrest them until they stop it.
And what do we lose if they stop the traffic? As long as we arrest them.
I'm not sure we only stop the government. I'm not too sure we give a damn. Let them stop the government. Let them screw the things up.
As long as we arrest
the law.
I mean,
we ought to jump in like Mitchell did in order to make a point. Leave it. I rather think that we better. I've got to go. Well, anyway, I apparently that's what TD's talking about. This call was really pissed off.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's unshook at the Capitol. Senators don't see these people.
That's right.
They think they, you know, they read about a demonstration and the rest of it. But it tripped them up. That's what you guys said there. So
you were hungry.
You were hungry.
Yeah.
Well.